The Chavetz Chaim quoted a Goyen who said that every person should think that he has only one day to live, only one daf Gemara or Mishnah or Chesed to do, and he's the only Jew alive. The Chavetz Chaim explains that if you have the mindset that there's only one day to live, then you most certainly won't delay doing a Chesed. You won't push off starting to learn a new Seder, taking on something, doing it, davening, nothing. There's no tomorrow to push it off to. It won't even be a Yetzirah. Anytime that we have a deadline, that's one of the biggest motivations. We know there's no more procrastinating. If a person thinks that he only has this Gemara to learn or this mitzvah to do, he won't allow himself to get overwhelmed by the sheer volume of what he needs to accomplish. He won't let the Yetzirah tell him, there's no way you'll ever finish this. Or he won't let the Yetzirah say, this will take you at least 3 months, so what's the rush? You don't have to do it today, do it tomorrow. If someone adopts the thought process that he's the only Jew, and everything depends on him, then he won't justify pushing things off by thinking, yeah, there's other people around, let someone else do it. Why do I have to be the one to do it? And each one of these points can be found in Chazal. The Gemara in Sanhedrin famously says that every person is obligated to say, Bishvili nivra ha'olam, the world was created for me. The Gemara learns this out of the fact that Adam HaRishon was created alone. So you see that the whole world was worthwhile for the actions of one person. The Gemara in Kedushin says that it can have a real application when the world hangs in balance of a worldwide judgment. Think of like the coronavirus, right? That was a decision made in Shemayim. And it's a 50-50 scale. One mitzvah or one aver can be what it takes to tip the judgment favorably or the other way, chas v'shalom. Chavetz Chaim says now a brilliant, brilliant pshat, how this is all hinted to in Kriyat Shema. The Torah commands us, V'ahavtas Hashem le'kecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha. We should love Hashem with all our heart and all our soul. That's seemingly a very tall order. How do we get to that level? How do we love Hashem with all our heart and all our soul? Now really, it's very clear in the Psukim of Kriyat Shema that what this means is to do the mitzvahs, to go and listen to everything that Hashem says. That's how you love Hashem with all our heart and all our soul. But there's a key, there's a trick, and the Pasuk starts off with how to access that, how to get to doing all the mitzvahs, how to motivate yourself. So the Pasuk continues, V'hayu hadvarim ha'ela, let only these words, ha'ela, meaning the little that you're learning right now, whether it's a daf gemara, a mishnah, a halacha, or the mitzvah you're thinking of doing just now, a chesed, tzedakah, or the very you're wrestling with whether or not to do or to do, don't speak lashon hara, don't do this aver, don't hurt someone else. All those should be, this is the only decision you have to make. It's not a 10-year decision, a 5-day decision, it's a 5-minute decision just right now. Asha anoichi mitzavacha, that I, Hashem Yisbarach, am commanding you. That's the next three words. Asha anoichi mitzavacha, you are the only Jew in the world. And Hashem has a dedicated, unique command for each person, as if there's no other Jews. Hayoim, today, you only have today to do these mitzvahs. That's beautiful. V'hayu advar mo'ela, have only these words. Asha anoichi mitzavacha, that I, Hashem Yisbarach, am commanding you. Hayoim, today. You only have this day. And that's the pasuk and ends al avavecha. These three concepts should be on our minds and in our hearts. And that'll be the motivation to help us keep the Torah and mitzvahs. So now we can understand the medrash we began with. The pasuk va'atu Yisrael, and now Yisrael, ma Hashem alekecha shalmiyah, what does Hashem want from you? It's warning a person against falling into the Yetzirah's trap of pushing things off until tomorrow. The pasuk says, "Va'ata ma Hashem shel me'imcha." Now, today, Hashem is asking something of you, which means the thought process should be that Hashem is asking something from you right now. Think of how powerful this is in itself. If we would train ourselves to think, "What should I do? Should I learn now? Should I do this mitzvah now? Or I have other things to do, and I can wait until tomorrow." We can think Hashem is asking us to do it, and He wants us to do it today. If Hashem would send a personal request to us through a Navi, we most certainly would jump to do it. Even if a God of Tyrus or some anybody we really respect would ask us to do something, we would jump to do it. So think of how much inspiration and motivation this thought process can give us. And the Chafetz Chaim is teaching us that this reminder is built right into Kriya Shema, that we say twice a day, and it's a great place to try and incorporate this method of inspiration and motivation into practice.